What's up, NBA fans? Welcome to a special edition of the NBA Outlet with a crossover from the JBT Pod. I'm your host, Nick Fay. With me today, Jack Manuel and Nick Busink. What's up, guys?
We are very well and very excited, my friend.
Nick. Hello. I am also not that well.
But you're excited?
But I'm excited.
Good to hear, Nicholas.
I'm excited.
There's two Nicks here today. I'm overloading on Nicks. I can't help it.
We're Nick overload.
Nick overload.
So this show right here, we're going to kind of showcase the JBT Pod. This is going to be a new addition to OTG this year. You know, Jack and Nick do a great job, a great show. Guys, just tell them a little bit about what they can expect if they listen to your show this season.
Nick, you're the host, mate, so I reckon they've heard my voice enough with OTG, so let them have a bit of a spiel, my friend.
Our dynamic is a little bit more lighthearted on our podcast. We like to play a little bit of games, and one of our segments is a scale of some sorts. Now, this scale is a complete measure of basketball probability. Through my mathematical and scientific skills and Jack's ability to name things, the Busink Manuel scale was born.
That is correct.
That is correct.
I can confirm that.
We have 4 points to our scale that will tell you how likely basketball phenomena are to occur. So we start with hashtag fact. Which is exactly what it sounds like. It's a done deal. It's 100% going to happen with no reservations. The next in the scale is hashtag WikiFact. So it's a fact from Wikipedia. You're pretty sure it's accurate and you're willing to put it on your schoolwork or a paper. You're not really quite ready to cite it. You're ready to use it as a social fact to impress someone you've met at a bar. I know that if the conversation ever turns to the mating habits of pigeons... I'm definitely well armed to answer those questions.
Good to know, mate.
But it still could be totally wrong. Hashtag Twitter fact is next. It's a fact you've seen on Twitter, Facebook, any social media platform that has no validity whatsoever. It's likely false, but there could be a hint of accuracy to it. It's often too juicy to ignore anyway. And when shit is fake, when it's false, it's completely fraudulent, and it's just straight up wrong. We named this last point after the great farce himself. Hashtag alternative fact.
That
is. We have a play with that
today, Nick? We'll play with that. A few topics to run your way, and we'll have a bit of a debate on where it falls on this scale.
Sounds good to me. Just so you guys know, so the scale, they got 4 points, fact, Wikipedia fact, Twitter fact, and then alternate fact. So I think this is going to be great. Yeah, let's get rolling.
All right, so first one, Nick, one close to your heart. The Brooklyn Nets will be better than the New York Knicks this season. What are your thoughts, Mr. Fay? Do you reckon, am I on the money? Is this a fact, or am I somewhere around the middle, or am I straight bullshitting here and it's just not going to happen and it's Donald Trump style?
This is 100% a fact. The Knicks look atrocious. The Nets are looking wonderful. And I mean... just to be honest, like, you know, the Nets aren't going to be amazing or anything, but they just have a lot more pieces around the table. You know, the Knicks have Porzingis, but other than that, and Tim Hardaway Jr., there's some real question marks coaching-wise. We know what Kenny Atkinson's going to do with the Nets, so I'm going fact all the way.
Nick, what are your thoughts, my other Nick friend?
Never underestimate the ability of Frank Ntilikina.
What?
They picked. I'm really, really hoping he does like what Porzingis did.
Frank Ntilikina.
Yeah.
Get around him.
Like, that was into that international draft pick that no one is expected to do well, and then bang.
Yeah, but
no,
like,
I'm taking this a fact as well.
Okay, good man. You were leading me a certain way there.
No. The additions that they've made, and Kenny Atkinson has actually shown some direction in what they're doing. They're not the mess that they were two seasons ago.
Yeah, I mean, I just concur with you guys. Though, on Frank Ntilikina, he now has a giant billboard out in, I think, in Soho. Currently being built. You'd know, Nick, because like, you're not far away from there. Have you seen that being built? Have you driven past it at all?
I haven't seen it. I haven't been in the city lately, but I've seen the billboards, and that is huge.
Frank the Tank. I'm sure we'll come up with some names for him because his name is as hard to say as Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Right.
Like, I'm just going to be calling him Frank, just exactly how I call Frankie. Giannis. Giannis.
Yeah,
I'll simply call him that.
He'll be Frankie. I mean, so, what I'd like to do is if you can, in 2K, simulate these two starting lineups.
It's a fair call.
And see, because the Brooklyn Nets starting lineup is just a billion times better.
It is. I mean, we'll move on. We've got the second one. So this is a bit more of a lighthearted one, less basketball related, but it still has its elements. And I'm sure the celebrity fans out there, the people, the Us Magazine readers will jump on board with this. Hashtag OTGJBT. Blake Griffin, who has been dating Miss Kendall Jenner, Blake Griffin will be engaged to Kendall Jenner by the end of this season.
It can't happen.
Tristan Thompson is now engaged and going to be married to Chloe. Mr. Faye, do you have any thoughts?
I'm going with a Twitter fact.
There's still some validity there. Yeah, it's juicy.
It's a possibility. You know, Kendall knows what she's doing. She's a good-looking girl. Blake, you know, obviously is handling his stuff, but he's had some off-the-court issues. I think it could work out, but...
No! Isn't
Clipper season goes bad? I don't know.
Didn't Kendall date D'Angelo?
I think she did for a little bit. I think she did. Yeah, she dated D'Angelo when it might have been his rookie season.
Yeah, so like he's out in New York now. Who knows what could happen there? Imagine that
she's experienced with the NBA guys.
He knows what she's doing. I think all the Kardashians. I think Chris Humphries
was in there. Yeah.
Dating back to the Chris Humphries days. Oh, pray for Chris. Hashtag pray for Chris.
He got waived today, so
exactly. I'm going with him. It's hard. Nick, you go first because I need to think about it.
For the sake of his career, it needs to be a hashtag alternative.
It needs to be.
He has had an excuse every year. Hey, I punched a wall. I punched a train. He needs to knuckle down
and
this
play
year.
Basketball, especially on that max contract.
Can't be flirting around with these Kardashians and Jenners.
Do you even know what a Kardashian is, Nicholas?
Is it a sort of soup?
So I'm gonna go. Look, both of you are making some decent points, but I think I'm swaying towards my fellow Australian Nick. I'm gonna go alternative fact. I think it's more likely that these two will be broken up by the end of the season than they'll be engaged. I think Blake Griffin has better standards than that. So when the rumors started coming out and he was, you know, wearing jeans on Malibu Beach with Kendall. I don't know why I was wearing jeans on the beach either.
He's got attractive legs.
He's a good-looking lad. Very, very attractive man. So, yeah, I'm going to alternative facts. We'll go Trump on that one. But you've got a couple more for you, Nick, and feel free to cut us off. But we're going to keep with the sort of New York theme.
Okay.
With the coaching ranks. So, number three, Jeff Horn. And don't forget, guys, you know, let us know your thoughts on JBT, hashtag JBT pod, hashtag OTG. Jump on the Twitters, the social medias, as they like to say.
All of the plurals.
So we've got Jeff Hornacek will be the first coach fired this season in the NBA. What do you got on that, Mr. Fay?
That is actually a tough question. I'm going to go with a Twitter fact.
Twitter fact!
I think it could possibly happen, but I think the Knicks, like, to fire him, the team's trash. Like, what do they expect out of him? Unless something, like, really bad happens and there's just, like, a mess in the locker room and, you know, he calls Porzingis a pussy again. You know, I don't think anything's really going to happen. But you never know. New York, James Dolan always knows dumb shit. So I wouldn't be surprised. It's tough to say, though. I don't know who I would pick as the hottest seat in the NBA in terms of coaching.
That was my next question. I mean, yeah. Is there any coach who would put you above to hashtag fact?
I'll interject here, okay. Knicks. Uh-huh. I'm going with Alvin Gentry out in New Orleans. I think he's certainly – I mentioned with Nick and Corey on the OTG preview pod. Check them out, guys, for New Orleans. That I think that whole front office structure, that ownership structure, that coaching structure – has been in a shambles the past few years and has left an imprint on the playing roster. Alvin Gentry, certainly, you know, being an assistant in Golden State, he has a pedigree there. I think this season is going to be integral. And if by like the All-Star break, we don't see the Pelicans at least at 500, you know, pushing for the playoff race, we see them in the bottom half in the lottery, then Alvin Gentry's gone, DeMarcus Cousins could be gone, and it could be shambolic there out in New Orleans. But anyway, Seattle bound, who knows? But
the monster trade that happened.
Nick, any other thoughts? You were having a word to me about some other coaches before.
I was putting my bit of research in.
Hey, so research! You never research.
I know, this is crazy for me.
OTG gets more treatment, better treatment than I do.
Yeah. I was thinking Nate McMillan.
Out in Indiana.
Yeah, because boy. The team's just not good.
But they get like sort of Nick was saying with the but I think you make more of a point because there's at least some talent So, well, I guess they've got the Oladipo trade and the Sabonis trade. Miles Turner's expected to make some steps. But apart from that, there's a whole jumble of pieces that just don't really fit together. Yeah, they've got Boyan previously from the Nets as well. But it's going to be interesting because, I mean, Fred Hoiberg as well out in Chicago.
Yeah, that was
That's another dumpster fire that's happening. And I think it was Corey saying that it's the Chicago desert out there. I didn't know Chicago had a desert, but apparently they do. But I mean, there could be any number of coaches. The NBA is
list a number of teams and be like,
You could make a case for a lot. But at the same time, you know, last year there wasn't any coaching turnover, and that was one of the first years, I think, in 50 years from memory. So I'm betting my house on it. I'm going to say it's a fact that someone gets fired this season. I just don't know who.
But the question was Jeff.
Yeah, Lincoln. I think
I diverted from the question and the topic, but Nick, this is how we work, and we're working with OTG. So work with me here, mate.
Yeah. It's a real possibility someone's going to get fired this year, but I, like you said, nobody's like really sticking out where you're like, oh, this guy's going to lose his job. Like, exactly. No one's a real lock. Like, Gentry's a great pick, though, because if, like you said, if they're not in the playoff picture and if they're not at least competing for the eighth seed, he's gone. And it might be early on because there's a lot of pressure for them to win. Like, Anthony Davis needs to win games if he wants to stay in New Orleans. Like, eventually he's going to get mad.
Yep, and he could be Celtics bound if they don't get, you know, pick up Marc Gasol or something. Nick, we've got time for one more, mate, or do you want to end it here? Because we like to...
One more. We got one more. This is fun.
Nick's going to be happy with this one.
Oh, here we go.
He's super happy. Now, for those that have ever listened to JBT, they will know that Nick Buzik is a very, very... He's almost a bigger Nets fan, bigger Wizards fan than I am a Nets fan. So we've got to sneak his boys in there somehow, so... Our last one is the Washington Wizards will finish top two in the standings out east. What do we got on the Buzik-Manuel scale? Nick Buzik, you're going to be last because you're biased and you have no objectivity in this question. So let me and Nick Faye go first.
Nick, I hate to start a relationship off on a sour note. It's going to be an alternate fact.
Oh, my God.
Alternative fact, yeah. I mean, I think Boston and Cleveland got that locked up.
Yep.
Hey, we hit second seed for like a week last year.
What, when LeBron was taking like 2 weeks off because he had like some back soreness, or was it because Isaiah was missing?
I think it was when we won like 19 home games in a row.
Yeah, no, that was you had an historic run. I'm going to give you a bit more credence, Nick. I'm going to give you a Twitter fact because I think there's a lot of issues in both Boston and Cleveland in terms of chemistry, in terms of are they going to put it all together. Cleveland don't care. They don't give a crap about the regular season. So they could finish fourth and still make the finals. Whereas I think the Wizards have a point to prove, and going into the regular season, I think they're going to be really fired up. Wolves had a lot to say. Beals had a lot to say. I think there is a possibility. There's an element of, you know, validity to it, as you like to say, Nick. But I don't think it's likely unless we see, like, you know, what sort of happened with the 2010-11 or 9-10 Miami Heat, where they really struggled in Boston and really struggled early on. Because I think continuity is a big factor, and the Wizards have continuity. So that's gone for you. But... You know, I'm guessing you're going to say fact for this. Don't ruin, like, our reputation before doing an actual podcast with OTG yet, all right? What do you got?
I have no journalistic integrity, Jack.
You're not right. So you've
got no pride.
Ruin it. What are you doing?
I'm a hashtag fact.
No!
Let me explain why.
That's a real fan right there.
I completely know why I'm flawed.
Here we go.
We've improved ourselves on last year.
How?
Our bench is better.
Okay, give me the point.
Oubre's a better player, I hope. For fuck's sake, I hope.
Yeah, so, I know. Yep.
That he can actually provide something offensively.
Yep.
If Otto Porter can carry on his best three-point shooting in the league form.
You made this point very numerous times in our podcast last year.
Bradley Beal stayed healthy for the whole year. There's no reason why that can't kick on.
Yeah,
John Wall's just... bloody superstar.
Hashtag Walter.
Providing health. This is the key playmaker here.
Yeah, you mentioned the bench.
We can be There is no reason why we can't beat number two.
You got to get things out of. You got to get something out of Meeks. You got to have a fire year out of him. You got to have Mahimi actually healthy. We talked about him on the Wizards preview pod. That he could. He needs to also maybe supplant Marcin Gortat as the starter. So Marcin can. He's getting an age, the Polish hammer. So he goes to the bench and he can be more of a Vucevic, maybe Jonas Valanciunas sort of part style, and moving Eden into Kanter, provide you a bit of punch off the bench. And then, you know, Markieff Morris, we mentioned his injury and how much that is going to have an impact going into the start of the season. You know, Mike Scott, Chris Piccolo are going to have to step up. Tim Frazier is like your favorite player already. Have you got Tim Frazier?
That was my next point.
Tim Frazier.
That was such a low-key, brilliant signing.
Look, it was a good move.
It was amazing.
Yeah, and I mean, that's what you
that's going to put a lot of pressure off John Wall in the in the regular season.
Yeah, for sure.
Playoff time, he probably gets like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And that's, whatever. Yep. Not many minutes, and that's expected. There's no reason why, because with the bench unit being a stronger unit now, that we can't improve our record by a few games in the regular season.
And
by a few games is a 52 season.
That's fair.
That's a good season.
And that probably gets you, last year, I think that gets you second.
I think
Boston
year.
Had about 53 or 54.
But Cavs have improved.
Boston. Boston have improved. I think when Nick and I made the point that there's just so many questions about them. So whereas Wizards have continuity, and what do you value more, like continuity or like building chemistry? And like Boston looked pretty fire in the preseason, albeit you take it with a grain of salt because it's preseason. Mm. But Kyrie Irving's out there dancing. Gordon Hayward's defending and has the best haircut in the NBA.
Meeks is preseason.
Meeks has looked okay. Mike Scott has shown something, and I'm at vet minimum. But as usual, Nick, we've spent far too much time speaking about the Washington freaking Wizards. And we should end this. Nick has places to be, and I'm sure if you guys want to hear more Wizards takes, you know, just tune into JBT Pod. I promise I will keep him under control, Nick. I'll promise.
Put me on a leash.
We didn't even mention Toronto. I know they're not great, but that's fair. Another team to think about. But
yep.
That wraps it up for today. If you guys want to check out the JBT Pod, you can check it out on their Twitter, on OTGBasketball.com. We'll be tweeting it out as well on OTG Basketball's Twitter.
Cheers, guys. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao, skis.